Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
Hey there, welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is, of course, 101.5 UMFM. As always, we have another great show in store for you this Monday evening. How about we start things off with a little ditty by the collective known as Desert Sessions, doing their version of the Groundhog's Eccentric Man. Here we go.
Just
it's all you dare. You can't be blamed if you don't know. This isn't real life, just a smoke show. Watch that mother go. Watch go. You're revved up, it's ready to go. You're revved up, it's ready to go.
Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Tank Hog out of Vancouver. That was a track going back to 92 from their Mint 7-inch. The name of that song was The Freight Train Song. Pussy Monster before that from Calgary. That was a track called Smoke Show from a 7-inch they put out in 94. Both those songs were from some recent acquisitions I had procured from my favorite record store. And we started the set off with Desert Sessions doing The Groundhog's Eccentric Man. Just love that song, and I love that cover. Mario Lali on vocals there, who is probably best known as the frontman for Fatso Jetson. However, he was also in a little-known band called Across the River that played a huge, huge influence on the Palm Desert rock scene, which eventually spawned none other than Caius. Next up here, we got another song from a recent 7-inch I had acquired. Name of the band is 13 Engines. You might remember them from the early 90s. They experienced a brief moment of fame with their album, I think it was called Perpetual Motion Machine or something like that. Anyways, they put out a 7-inch after that album was released. We're going to hear the B-side. This is Waterfall on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Wait a moment.
Hey there, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was what should have been the legendary band from Atlantis, local band here who should have received way more recognition than they did. Unfortunately, that was their only album that they ended up releasing. The name of the song was Philadelphia, Cincinnati, from People Write to Gina Davis in Japanese. And it was recorded by Bob Weston. Sloan before that with Pillow Fight. That was from a Sub Pop released EP called Nevermind the Mollusks. It was a mini compilation of Canadian maritime bands who were the indie darlings at the time. Pluto before that. That was a track called Million and Two, from a 7-inch also released by Mint Records in 94, and 13 Engines started the set off. That was Waterfall. Next up, we got Rid of Me out of Philadelphia. They just put out a new EP, once again consisting of a pair of covers. So we're going to hear their version of Interpol's PDA. This is Rid of Me on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. nothing left to contemplate. Just open my eyes and I look at the day. The ocean's wide, but it starts at the bay. The ocean's wide, but it starts at the bay.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Francie Moon from their brand new album, What Are We Even Really Doing?, put out by Sifter Grim Records. Name of that track was Starts at the Bay. Just a fantastic release. Pretty much guaranteed to end up on the top 10 of 2022. Bitch Stick out of Toronto before that. That was a brand new track called I Want More. Bitch Stick being the spawn of the bands No Bro and Beast Music. And we started the set off with Rid of Me. That was PDA from their EP Sleep Tonight. Next up, we got some Wrecked Beach. This is Up All Night on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Oh,
Hey, hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. I was 10 high out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, with a track called Did It Before from their 2018 release, Self-Entitled, put out by Rare Plant Records. Just a blistering, blistering album. Before that was Plastic Man. The name of that song was Joy and Sorrow, from the 2017 release Sounding Aquarium, put out by Anaball Records from Florence, Italy. And Wrecked Beach started the set off, named after the famed nude beach in Vancouver. That was Up All Night from their 2020 album I Tide. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour here, and I'm going to leave you off with one more set. If any of you managed to pull yourself out from the rock you've been hiding under, you might have heard that Gord Lewis, guitarist from Teenage Head, was found last week, murdered in his apartment, and apparently his son is being charged. Crazy story. Not sure all of the details about it. Nonetheless, it's quite a blow to the Canadian punk scene. So we're going to hear something from their self-titled album, and we'll finish it off with Positive ID out of Montreal. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid. Keep listening to UMFM for some more great programming. And in the meantime, kids, have fun, be safe, and be cool.